Yeah, we've been reporting on it all day, that there is a move afoot to have the state take over the Chicago public school system, because the Chicago public school system is on the verge of bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like days away where it will not be able to meet its obligations because of the way the structure of the funding here. And there is an idea for the state to take it over and then the state to allow it to go into bankruptcy, the Chicago public schools. Now, Bruce Rauner was out this morning talking about it and saying, listen, this is not going to end up costing taxpayers anything. But whenever somebody says that to me,
you get worried?
Because they're the ones who brought it up, what it's going to cost the taxpayers, and it always worries me.
Mm.
All right, Christine Redonio is on the Super Celebrity Hotline, and she stands by to try to explain this to us. She is the Senate Republican leader in the in Springfield. And all right, now, the idea here, as I understand it, is the CPS being broke, as it is, it can't get out of this any other way because there's no taxing authority that's gonna be able to bail it out, and the state can't bail it out. Is that right?
Well, they are in one of their many, many crises that they face. I mean, you're right, in a few days they have a payment that is due that they have no money for.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go out and try to borrow more money, and it makes absolutely no sense to keep borrowing when you have no way to pay it back. So they are at a crisis point. But I want to point out a couple of things that there's been a lot of discussion about this proposal. Mm-hmm. It is not a forced bankruptcy. That is absolutely the last straw. We're not trying to induce bankruptcy. And the state technically is not taking over the school system. We already have a law in Illinois that covers all of the other schools, 860 districts, that allows the State Board of Education to monitor their finances, and when they get in a position where they're unable to meet their bills, they can set up the State Board of Education, an independent authority made up of, in part, local people with expertise in education and finance, to take over from the school board, in this case, the school board that was appointed by the mayor. Now, again, this law covers every other school district in the state. All we're proposing is that Chicago be brought into that same under that same law.
The governor, though, for a while has said that he really doesn't like the deal with the teachers union, the pension system, and all of that. And I think teachers have been very suspect of this governor because of that. And my question to you is, how much of a driver is this bankruptcy to allow the governor and others to break open these teachers union contracts and change the way things are done with the teachers?
Well, the only way specifically with the independent authority, you cannot break any contract, any collective bargaining agreement. I mean, that's just not an option. If you were to go into a reorganization, which is what the bankruptcy would be, it wouldn't just be walking away from debt. It would be reorganizing, but that may open up some of those obligations to a reorganization. But again, that is not the first step.
But how much of a driver is it? That must be one of the considerations when the governor's been fairly transparent that that's one of his goals.
Well, the other thing he's been very transparent about is he is willing to help the Chicago Public Schools, as are members of our caucus, to even examine if there's ways to bring additional funding there. But if and only if they participate in some discussions to help themselves and the rest of the state.
Well, what can they do?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that becomes the big question.
All right. Well, again, we're going to be talking once again about pension reform. They've never really been aggressive in terms of supporting that. So that's back on the table.
Okay. Well, let me stop you on that for a second.
Okay.
All right. So pension reform, what form does that take? Existing teachers, do they get their pensions adjusted or taken away? Is it based on seniority? Is it based
what
happens?
Nobody loses anything and no retirees lose anything. But we need to get back. Pensions are still a huge issue in this state. I think you'll hear more discussion about that in the coming days.
Okay, but what does that mean? I mean, hold on. Senator, I don't mean to, you know, to mm-hmm. be rude here, but I need to know the answer to this. If there's pension reform, what form does that take?
Well, there were other proposals, if you recall, when we passed the pension reform that we did. I think we may be revisiting some of those models. some of them, in fact, promoted by the Democrats.
Such as?
Well, there was the consideration model that the Senate president had that they contend was, in fact, constitutional. So that's a different model than the one that we passed and was struck down by the court. But we need engagement and help from the Democrats if we're going to take a look at doing it that way again.
So is this privatizing the pensions? Is that the idea?
No, it is absolutely not privatizing.
So just explain so that we know what, because it will be contentious one way or the other. So what is it that's going to be the piece that you think needs to be done here?
Well, the pension reform, and again, going back to a model that we looked at before, where there's its consideration, where the employee has a choice to have a 3% compounded COLA, or they can go back and take salary increases as part of their pensionable benefit. That was a proposal by the Senate president. So, again, we'll need their support. Other things.
So pay me now or pay me later is kind of the idea?
It's a choice, though. The employee makes a choice.
Yeah.
But so they'd have to contribute more to their pension. Is that what you're saying? That's what you're asking?
No, that's not what, although that
has been discussed as well.
Part of it. Yes, it has been.
Yeah.
And in fact, in Chicago at the moment, as you're aware, the Chicago Public Schools pick up the employee contribution, and that's one of the sticking points in the teacher negotiations. The employees do not want to pay their contribution to the pension system.
But there's also a somewhat disproportionate funding for schools across the state relative to Chicago, that they're saying that you fund schools statewide at a number higher than the city in terms of per capita students.
That is actually incorrect. I mean, the actual number is that Chicago Public Schools receive $1.6 billion from the statewide appropriation. So that's 24% of the statewide total of $6.7 billion that we spend on education funding that actually goes to the classrooms and to the kids.
Okay, if there I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, in fact, when you tease out all the numbers, and we've talked about this in the past, Chicago actually gets an additional benefit of $600 million from that other school districts do not have access to. I was just going to say, shoe block grants and such.
Okay. Do you see a moment here where we're heading forward where there will be a bankruptcy, and how likely would you say that they would have to be a bankrupt? There would have to be a bankruptcy, and if that happens, does a bankruptcy interrupt the contract of the Chicago Teachers Union?
Well, they have no contract right now, so I don't know when that would be settled. There is no contract at the moment. If we had the independent authority take over, they would be the ones that would do the negotiation for the contract.
But those going into, let's say there are teachers retiring out in this year or next year or whatever, would they start to receive their pensions or become eligible for their pensions? Would they do that, or would all this be hung up by the bankruptcy?
Well, you're assuming we're getting to bankruptcy. I mean, I'd like to assume that with an independent authority, they can straighten this mess out without going to bankruptcy.
Okay, I understand that, but if there were to be one, I guess this is what I
don't know the...
The Senator, here's what we run into. The thing is that this is the sort of stuff that is going on that is going to be in public debate, right? I mean, that's the important thing. Is that the governor is saying, look, here are the options. You're saying here are the options. You're going to introduce a bill. This is an option for you. But I think, and I understand that negotiations have to take place, and you don't want to stake a position before the negotiations begin. I understand what you're doing here, but in the meantime, I think for the sake of public debate, we need to know what the parameters are, right? What are we really talking about here? Are we talking about, because teachers are going to be, there's the possibility that they'll take a strike vote, they'll walk now. I mean,
well, they can't walk now. I think doesn't some rule pass recently where they have to walk after the school year?
No, they actually, I believe, in February. Could opt to strike. I mean, this payment that is due, the $400 million, if that payment is not made, there will be layoffs. And if those layoffs occur, the teachers union has said they will strike.
Mm-hmm. And this $400 million is going into their pension fund, right?
No, it's going for operations.
Oh, it's just a total operations
Right. So they are bonding, long-term bonding for operations. That is terrible, terrible policy.
Well,
but
right.
This is what they've done for years and years and years in the city of Chicago, is they just borrow to cover up the next crisis. And at some point, they're not going to be able to borrow.
I just saw that the Big Short
is,
over the weekend.
We just need the state.
Well, you're right about that.
Yeah, that movie, The Big Short, that explains in a weird way. It explains mm-hmm. everything, and if you watch that movie and then you think about what's going to happen here in terms of those bonds, because what they can do is they can move the assessment of the value of those bonds around. You know, we sit around and complain about how the Chinese are manipulating the value of the yuan. On Wall Street, they manipulate the value or the credit worthiness of those bonds every minute of every day,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, they'll take something that is really rather worthless, and they will give it a high rating. Because they go
right.
because if they can bundle enough of them together and they get one of them with a good rating, they go, yeah, no, this is AAA prime. Don't you worry about it. all right. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck. It seems like at least now the real conversation is beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Let's hope so. Let's hope so for the sake of everyone.
All right. Senator, thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Senator.
All right. Okay. Thank you.